Hello again, and welcome to another episode of BitNote with David Collins. We'll be playing music from some great video games, specifically Jet Set Radio. Tune in and turn on and have a great listen. Hey everybody, if you've listened to the show a little, you know that I've played a bit of good music from the classic video game Jet Set Radio. Well, it turns out that there's still a lot more great music to play from that game, because recently I bought a version of its new high-definition re-release, and playing through it just reminded me that there were a lot of classic tracks that still have yet to be broadcast on the airs. I know it's a bit ironic, it's called Jet Set Radio, and now I'm playing some music from that video game out through the airwaves, but have a listen and hope you enjoy.
Jet Set Radio. Let me take you on a trip and roll with me. Will the brothers get their party on every day? Because we got to do that anyway. Hey, it's time to get on down to the funky, funky rhythm and the sound. Cause I gotta hit you up, big baby, and sock that woo like gravy. Yeah, bump the stuff in your trunk every day. Let them big muscles know that we don't play. Hey, it's the funk coming through, hitting you every single day of the week. Yo, come on, come on.
That was Funky Radio by BB Wrights from the video game Jet Set Radio by Sega. Also, specifically, it was Sega and Smilebit, who were kind of like a development division in Sega. So, awesome. So, as I've said on previous shows, Jet Set Radio was created and released at the turn of the millennium, and it features a bunch of teens and youths going around rollerblading, doing stunts, and graffitiing various areas of this city. It sets in an alternate universe city called Tokyoto, and in that they basically go up against rival gangs, they get challenged, you try to grow your gang by impressing other people, and eventually you get wrapped up into this great big conspiracy involving an evil corporation and some very mystical strange things that have happened that may or may not involve demonic energies. As you can see, it's something that gets a bit stranger as the game progresses on. I just think I'll hit the next track. As I've said, the soundtrack of this game is very beautiful, containing a lot of really great and talented people in it. One of the people who did the most amount of the music in the game was Hideki Naganuma. He's done a lot of musical stuff at Sega, and indeed he was pretty much involved in a lot of the art direction and energy and a lot of the music in this, combining a lot of his own compositions with those of a lot of other composers and underground musicians. So before I go any further, I'm going to hit you up with Sneak Man, one of Hideki's own compositions, and like I said, it's one of the game's signature tracks, one of its many signature tracks. So have a listen.
Understand what's going on here.
Give me a break.
Somebody.
understand what's going on here.
And that was Sneak Man by Hideki Naganuma. So, as I said, from the game Jet Set Radio. The game, as I've said on a previous show, has got released originally just for the Sega Dreamcast, and actually it did receive a Game Boy Advance port, which I haven't played, and apparently it did actually pretty well, given it was a very... given how low-powered that handheld was. But since it's been released, a HD version with improvements, a better camera control, and other adjustments, and it's been released, like I said, on the Windows PCs, PlayStation 3s, Xbox 360s, and also the PlayStation Vita, which I recently was playing the game on. Also, apparently it's also on mobile devices like iOS, which basically means, you know, iPhones and iPads, as well as Android, so Android tablets and Android phones. So essentially, while sometimes on this show I do play games music and I feel sad because the audience probably doesn't have access to the classic gaming hardware needed to play the games, on this case I don't need to feel so bad, because if you've got any decent selection of gaming devices or even just a mobile phone, you can access this game right now and play the game and listen to a great selection of music and some pretty great challenge of a game. Be a little aware though, the game is actually a bit slightly unforgiving. Not too unforgiving, it's just that, well, the game, among other things, is a bit of a stunt game. So you have your Rollerblader is the main character. You start running, you start gaining up a bit of speed, you jump, you hit a railing, and suddenly you're grinding along it. You know, you follow the railing, goes this way, that way, that way. You see another railing, you jump to try to get onto that railing, but you kind of go wide, and then you miss the railing, and you hit the ground, and you're kind of trying to get back on that railing, so you skid. So you build up a bit more speed, you get on that railing, but you hit it at a bad angle, so you're kind of going a bit slowly. And sometimes that can happen a bit, and sometimes you end up completely missing and falling over, and you'll regularly get hit by traffic. This is a game that simultaneously teaches you that it's both good and very, very bad to play in traffic. Good because it's exciting and the game lets you grab onto the back of the cars and let them pull you along at high speed, and bad because often the car will hit you. And it's also got this annoying tendency that if the car hits you, you'll end up landing on top of that car, and then you'll lie on that car while it drives around the place, and sometimes the car will actually leave the stage, you know, go down a road that actually exits the stage you're currently on, and suddenly, you know, you can be midway through the stage, get hit by a car, land on top of the car, and before you've got a chance to get up, the car will drive you off the stage, you'll exit the stage, and you'll basically have to start it all over again if you know, missing all the progress you made up to that point. So that, my friends, is a very, very good reason why you shouldn't play in traffic, because you might get hit on a car, end up on its roof, and end up having to restart the game all over again. Aside from that, I think I'll move on to the next track now, and this is Bet the City by Reps. Now, the music in this game had a lot of different, like I said, it was largely Hideki, but he also sourced a bunch of other things. And in the game, the justification is that there's this radio station called Jet Set Radio, a pirated radio station led by this guy called Professor K, and he's basically the DJ, so he's this cool guy telling you, he advances the plot, so I guess he's a little like that guy in The Warriors, or that girl in The Warriors, who plays music and also gives plot revelations as the game goes forward. And essentially, when you're playing each of the stages, diving around cars and spray painting tags and looking at the blue sky, you'll hear the music from this radio station in the background, and that's giving great bit of atmosphere and keeping everything going. So here's Bet the City. I like this track. It's up by Reps, and have a listen.
I'm
And that was Bed the City by Reps, as I said, from Jet Set Radio by Sega / Smilebit. So, I just want to let you know that even though I'm kind of recreating the Jet Set Radio theme tune by having this radio station playing all this sort of like Jet Set Radio music, please do not involve in dangerous rollerblading while listening to this station. And definitely don't involve in heavy traffic while you're doing so. It's just for safety. That was Sweet Soul Brother by Hideki Naganuma, also from Jet Set Radio by Smilebit / Sega. So, one of the interesting things about Jet Set Radio is it really seemed to encapsulate a lot of what was going on at the time. Hideki actually said that a lot of the game was actually inspired by a lot of youth culture, the music scene, the energy, the rollerblading, a lot of things that was going around, like I said, at the turn of the millennium. And I think that that's a very interesting thing about the game, because it just shows that, you know, games don't exist in a vacuum. You're not just recreating abstract places. I mean, everyone like points to Mario, for instance, how that game made, the first game especially, made no sense. Like, what, an Italian plumber, the Mushroom Kingdom, all these mushrooms, that some mushrooms that you pick up that make you grow, and other things that look like mushrooms that actually kill you and you're meant to jump on top of to actually defeat, and turtles and everything. I mean, a lot of people love those sort of games, and I do. I mean, I love sort of like abstract games. I love, like I said, one of my favorites is Sonic, and that's got a lot of crazy stuff going on. But I mean, one of the things that's just interesting about games is how they can just encapsulate a movement or an energy or a or an atmosphere or something. And I mean, that's something that, I mean, like other Sega games around that time did as well. I mean, Crazy Taxi as well, it managed to capture a lot of that sort of like California, you know, sun-drenched atmosphere, a lot of the music by bands such as The Offspring, a lot of sort of like whole atmosphere that was kind of like, you know, rebellious and energetic and slightly destructive, but also a bit of fun and self-expressive in a lot of ways. And that was something that really worked for a lot of, especially Sega games back then. A mixture of being positive, bright colors, blue sky, but also, you know, expressing yourself, being energetic, and causing a lot of mayhem in the process. And with a Crazy Taxi, or of course, in this case, Jet Set Radio, I think that they really did pull that off. So I think that's, we're coming to our end of our show now. I'll leave you with Rocket On, and I actually didn't actually know that the phrase Rocket On appeared in the song lyrics until I actually, you know, read the title, because trust me, this isn't the song with the best enunciation. But composed also by Hideki Naganuma, I think it also really captures a lot of the energy and fun of this game, and I'll leave you with it. So this has been David Collins with Bitnote, leaving you with Rocket On. Thank you for listening, and follow us on Twitter at BitNoteFM, and thank you for listening.